This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is Mark Brown. Mark is with Plains Cotton Growers. We'll talk cotton in just a few moments. You know, when we talk about cotton, we also talk about weather. And speaking of weather, National Weather Service Director Ken Graham explains conditions leading forecasters to an above-average hurricane season.
The ACE, the accumulated cyclone energy, 95 to 180% of what we would normally see. And that really heavily dependent on some of the stronger storms. You get a bunch of strong storms, it'll jump that ACE index really high. Why? Well, the team looked at it. Warm sea surface temperatures, probably the number one contributor to the whole thing. Not much wind shear. Wind shear tears the storms apart. We don't expect a lot of wind shear. And the African monsoons is a conducive spot to be able to launch out the waves, launch out the storms from there, which get the warm waters and they develop in an ENSO neutral situation that is conducive for this forecast. So everything's in place for an above average season.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today we're joined by Mark Brown. Mark is Director of Field Services with Lubbock-based Plains Cotton Growers. All right, Mark, as we start this conversation, again, when we talk about cotton growing regions in the U.S., that Lubbock area is really has become the hub of cotton. It's the largest cotton growing region in the U.S. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I believe that's correct. And so whenever we look at production in the United States, we know that oftentimes Texas will produce around a third to even more of that total amount of U.S. production, and then of the Texas crop, typically we come in at around 50 to 55% of Texas production. So, yes, a fairly large amount of cotton out here on the high plains of Texas.
Okay. Weather in the past, I guess weather anytime is a big deal when it comes to growing cotton across the southern high plains, because you've got so many acres of dry land cotton and very few inches of annual rainfall. How important is the weather?
Yes, it's of utmost importance. As you know, you've spent a lot of time out here on the high plains, and so the area that we actually work in, it covers 42 counties of the northern high plains all the way down to the Permian Basin, down around Midland and then back toward Big Spring, from the Texas-New Mexico line all the way to the edge of the, on our eastern side of the Caprock Escarpment that separates the high plains from the rolling plains. And in that area, we get somewhere in the neighborhood of 18 inches of rainfall per year on average. And as you know, that average goes up and down and fluctuates quite a bit. Some years we get more, some years we get much less. Unfortunately, the last 3 years in a row, we have had well below average rainfall. And so our area has suffered, and we have had much below average production out here. So we're certainly hoping for a better year this year. We've started out and we got a pretty generalized rain across the area in early May. And so we do have subsoil moisture, but unfortunately we're also known for having a lot of wind out here. And so the windy days that we've had over the last couple of weeks have dried out the topsoil conditions in most fields. And so we're, the problem is, Tony, that we're getting close in some of our areas, particularly our northern counties, to the May 31st planting deadline from a crop insurance standpoint. So we're trying to get all of the cotton in and meet those deadlines as they come up. And then as we move south, the deadline extends a little bit, but we've got farmers that have enough acres that at some point they've got to pull the trigger and get started whether the moisture is right or not. And I'm actually, as we visit today, I'm down in Linn County, and that is a June the 10th deadline. And I've heard of some producers today that are beginning to plant some dry land acres down here, and I'm beginning to dry plant. And we've got a good opportunity for rains this week. I certainly hope that those rains will come to pass, because it will be good not only for the dry land acres, but also for the irrigated acres as well.
Now, speaking of irrigated acres, it's been a few years since that big devastating drought of like 11, 12 back in there. But
right.
Is it true that the industry learned a lesson that you really can't irrigate your way through a drought?
Well, Tony, I think that is something that we did have a take-home lesson from in 2011. We got off to a good start, and we began 2011 with a good subsoil moisture profile. And we just kept pumping irrigation water and just kept hoping and praying that we'd get some relief from Mother Nature. And then, unfortunately, that rain never came. And so we did pump our wells very hard, and a lot of them didn't recover well. And not only that, but, now here we are many years down the road from 2011, and we've continued to gradually see a decline of our aquifer out here. So we're to the point now that in most of our area, when we talk about supplemental irrigation, that's all that we can do. We can supplement what Mother Nature gives us, and we can add to it, and hopefully we can get a crop established, get those seeds germinated out there under the center pivots. But if we don't get some help from Mother Nature, we don't have the irrigation capability anymore to keep a crop going season long.
Mark Brown is with Lubbock, Texas-based Plains Cotton Growers. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report.
Experience the power of Enfinity this spring. Loveland Products' newest nitrogen management innovation is available now, with three modes of action to boost naturally occurring nitrogen in the root zone and support your crops through the season. Step into a world where nitrogen comes naturally. Take advantage of this product by visiting lovelandproducts.com/infinity or contacting your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton, the Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Special guest, Mark Brown, Plains Cotton Growers, headquartered in Lubbock, Texas. Okay, Mark, earlier we were talking about kind of farming through disasters. Does that underscore the importance of a safety net?
Well, it definitely underscores the need for a safety net. And of course, one of the big safety nets for producers has been crop insurance, and the crop insurance has been very helpful from the standpoint of the last three seasons whenever we have seen those below average rainfall years, and we've had a lot of crop failures out here. And so the insurance is very important. Also, of course, we have the Farm Bill, but as we know, the Farm Bill did not get passed again last year. And there were some very helpful items that were in the House Ag Committee version of the Farm Bill that got passed on a bipartisan vote within that committee. But then toward the end of the year, we still had not seen the Farm Bill come through on the Senate side. And unfortunately, it just died in the legislative process last year. But we do have good news. We saw many refer to as the one big beautiful bill, the reconciliation package that was barely passed, I would say, by the House last week. But that's all that matters. It was passed. And so now that bill moves forward to the Senate. And there are actually many things in that bill that will be of great help to agriculture. And probably one of the most outstanding things would be that if it passes as it's gone through the House, there is the opportunity to raise reference prices to make them more realistic to today's input prices and the margins that we're dealing with. And so if we do see that pass, then that would be effective as of this 2025 growing season. And so that's something that we're certainly hoping for, and we're going to be watching on the Senate side and seeing how that legislation progresses.
Mark Brown is Director of Field Services, Lubbock, Texas-based Plains Cotton Growers. It's the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today, Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers. Mark, we've covered a lot of different areas here today, but I want to go to kind of the final one here, and this is Make America Healthy Again. And for the most part, looking at that report, many in ag are upset about it, but is there anything in that report that could be positive, at least for the cotton industry?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's always important to look at what the underlying causes are for health issues that we have here in this nation. And one of the things that was brought forward in this report and kind of highlighted is something that the cotton industry has been talking about for several years now, and that is the issue of microplastics. And so one of the valuable things about cotton is that we know it's a natural fiber. And being a natural fiber, it breaks down really readily in the environment. And unlike the cotton fibers, we do see a lot of use of polyester fabrics in our wardrobes today. And, you know, there's no doubt that there are certain advantages, for instance, in athletic wear. We see a lot of polyester used. At the same time, we know that there are many advantages that cotton has over polyester, one of them being the microplastics issue. Both of those products, whenever we wash our clothes in the washing machine, do the family wash, we know that that those materials or those fibers will break off and break down within the rinse water. And those little microfibers move out with the rinse water and then move through our water treatment plants, and then they eventually go out to the lakes and rivers and then to the ocean as well. And we have seen for the last several years a buildup of microplastic fibers in the environment, especially in the waters. And the problem with the microplastics is that they don't break down nearly as readily as cotton, which we see commonly breaks down completely within just a few months. And so that is one big advantage that cotton has over polyester. And again, this MAHA report brought that out and brought out the concern that microplastics are being found within our human bodies. And there's a concern for the environment, for human health, and especially for children. So something that we're going to be continuing to watch and talk about over the coming months.
Mark Brown is Director of Field Services with Lubbock-based Plains cotton growers on today's Agribusiness Report.
Experience the power of Enfinity this spring. Loveland Products' newest nitrogen management innovation is available now, with three modes of action to boost naturally occurring nitrogen in the root zone and support your crops through the season. Step into a world where nitrogen comes naturally. Take advantage of this product by visiting lovelandproducts.com/infinity or contacting your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
USDA's first look at the nation's corn crop condition per the last May crop progress report for the year. Per USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey,
early reports are optimistic. We've had a good planting season until now, and we've had a lot of warmth until recently, and that has put this crop in a state where we are at 68% good to excellent, just 5% very poor to poor.
Rainy conditions of the past week put a damper on what has been above average planting and emergence progress for the U.S. corn crop. Rippey adds there is not year-over-year comparison for corn condition, as
this year's crop coming out and emerging a little quicker than the previous year.
Only a handful of states report very poor to poor corn crop condition in double digits.
I think with a little warmer, drier weather, things should end up looking pretty good. A lot of those issues are more related to cool, wet weather than anything else at this early stage in the game.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.